Brisbane wakes up with Steph, Abby, and Matt on B105.
Hey, podcasters. Hi. What Hello. Is up? What is up?
Tennis great John Millman joined us on the show today after being knocked out of the Australian Open. He's in great chat. He's got an amazing record against top seeds, doesn't he? What a niche that is for him.
Well, plays really bad against the not so great players, but then like,
but then
kills
smashes
it.
The world leaders. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. He's a real, like, I don't know what you call it, but his rallies just go for ages.
Mm.
Yeah. He rises to the occasion by the sounds of it. Mm-hmm. He's going to join us. We cover off what happened with a shirtless Michael Clarke in a park with Karl Stefanovic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not across that.
And there is a crocodile loose in Brisbane.
Loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Moreton Bay.
We're just like the Courier Mail. The
Inciting
headlines
fear.
Don't have to match exactly.
No. Last sighted happened. In Queen Street Mall. So listen up for that later on.
As a handbag?
As boots.
All right, here we go. Let's roll the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you've got a little bit of a dilemma or maybe you just want to share something with the group, you're more than welcome to send an email, dearabby@b105.com.au. I know a lot of people DM me, but I'm just off socials for a little bit. So make sure you send an email in. This is from Anushka. Anushka has written to us saying, Dear Abby, what do you think is the best question you can ask someone to truly get to know them? To cut out all the crap. My best friend is back on the dating scene and all my friends and I were debating what gets you to know someone the best. Mm. Here is mine. What keeps you awake at night? She said it can go any way. I asked my husband back when I first met him and he responded back straight away saying, hopefully you tonight.
Hey.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious. He was quick-witted and it was so me. I knew that he didn't take himself too seriously and he was fun and that's what suited me. But to be honest, you can answer it with what your fears are. You can say you've got insomnia. You can say snoring. You can say anything really. My friend hates it and uses the lamest questions and this is why she's never getting a second date when she keeps saying, what is your five-year plan? Yawn.
What is your five-year plan?
I thought that you guys could come up with some better ones. What's an interesting question? I mean,
13, 10, 60. If you've got like a go-to,
yeah.
Because I can understand the chit-chat can get a little bit boring.
Mm.
Like if you just want to meet someone for a little while, that's fine. But if you're truly wanting to meet someone that could be a life partner, it's different these days. You're not meeting out in the club or you're not meeting in a cafe. If you're meeting online, is there a question where you can really get to know someone?
I got one. So I just want to. I'm feeling a connection, and I'd really like to get to know more about you. Could I ask, where do you see yourself tomorrow morning? Yeah, good one.
That's not a good one.
And then she says, hopefully your place.
That's like saying, how do you want your eggs cooked in the morning?
Yeah, it's a really that's old a good one. I'll write that one down too.
This is not a pickup line.
I think when you do finally hook up, you should be like, you loved that, didn't you? That's that's what the guy who asked that question, that's what he would say.
Yeah, no.
No?
Okay, what do you think? No, I'm serious. Like to try and get to know someone. If you kind of like, you know, you can always ask what's the biggest regrets, but are so nice where they're kind of like, I don't regret anything. It's always an experience. But I don't mind that question. What keeps you awake at night?
Could you say, could you ask something like, what's one thing that you might learn about me that would turn you off me or something?
Oh, that's good.
You know? So rather than like you, then you get to know more about them. Like they might say, you know, if you liked sports cars and then that would start a conversation or...
Have you ever Googled someone before, you know? Yeah.
Or just be honest and go, what did you find out about me before
you
came here?
Because
everyone dating would go on Facebook and stalk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it's linked to your Tinder as well, you've probably got... What's some of the questions you've got, Hayley?
Hayley's on the phones. We'll come
Hayley's
here at the
on
end.
The date.
Richard's joined us, though.
Right, okay. Richard in Mount Cotton, you've got questions for a first date. What is it?
Yeah, my question would be, what's your favourite meal?
Okay.
Okay.
You reckon
that
they get?
If they say, "Oh yeah, it's 5-star at this place," you know, or it's $2 noodles, or it's home cooked by mum, it gives you a feeling where they are in their lives.
That's true.
Richard.
Yeah.
So if you go, you can't go past, you know, cheap Tuesday steak.
Yeah.
At the pub, or yeah, I kind of
cheap Tuesday. You're the girl for me.
Yeah, or if she went, oh, they do a 5-star Grey Poupon in this restaurant.
And you go,
here,
I'm and
you
out.
Go, yep.
Mm. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I just pulled.
Oh, okay, you made it up.
It's a mustard, I think. it's something. Grey Poupon. Okay.
That says where you are in your stage of life. Narrow-minded.
Yeah. And see, that's what I would say. I fancy a bit of Grey Poupon, and then they would say, "What's that?" And I say, "I don't know."
I mean, I go where kids eat free.
Yeah.
That's what I've started doing.
Well, that would say a lot about you on a first date.
It certainly would. Me and my wife go to where the kids can eat free. Okay, check, please.
No, I do that on my weekends on,
okay.
Thank you.
Meg and Bellmare, what do you reckon is a question that really gets to it?
I think the question to ask is, what is in your refrigerator right now?
Why?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Why? Because then you know if they're like if they're organised person, if you're like, well,
exactly.
I did a big grocery last week, yesterday, yep. It's fully stocked.
Or, you know, if they're that guy that just has beer in their fridge.
Yeah, or I only eat chicken. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Or Luke. A body.
oh.
Right. Best to get it out of the way, yeah. Meg. You know?
But it's an interesting question rather than the chit chat.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Story this morning about a former cricketer, mm-hmm. Michael Clark. And now I think he's a commentator, isn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Yep.
But he's shirtless in a park in Noosa with Carl Stefanovic.
And none of this sounds weird to me yet.
Oh, all right. All right. You chime in when it sounds a little bit different,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And then there is another one of their friends who's a top accountant.
Okay.
And he's there. And obviously Carl's wife. Yeah. And then his wife's sister, Jade, who's going out with Michael Clark. They're all in a park having this massive fight up in Noosa. And witnesses described it as appalling because there was children around as well. And there was swearing and there was pushing and there was slapping and everything. But they're having such a fight. But everyone can hear it. So someone has filmed it. And whether they've filmed it and sold the story, you would have to think.
Mm.
Well, I think, didn't you say there's a big jump in the dates? So,
well, this apparently happened up on the 10th of January. And what day is it now?
The
19th. Yeah, so they've been shopping it around for a while.
Yeah.
And all those people are just been waiting for it to be released. But it's to do with...
Now, at this point, Clarkie thought he got away with it,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon he
Nine days in, he's like, oh, it doesn't serve.
Jade, who's been his girlfriend, is accusing him of cheating. And she goes into specific details. She keeps saying you were with her on the 17th of December.
Mm.
And kept saying that day and keeps mentioning Pip, which is Michael Clark's ex girlfriend.
Right.
Saucy.
And remember?
Yeah.
She was wearing jeans.
Mm.
Well, this is my biggest thing, is that Jade knows about it because she's got the text messages from Pip. So those two girls have contacted each other and worked it out.
Youch. You don't say anything out loud if you're around Carl Stefanovic. It's just for the best. Do you know? He's got a bad track record. Just don't say
You don't
anything.
Really hear him in this.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we've got the audio. We're going to play some of this. This is what happened in the park.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's a innocent bystander probably enjoying fish and chips in the park.
Yeah. Minding his own business.
Yeah. All breaks out.
Oh, he said to the ex, you're the love of my life. And those text messages have been sent to her. Now, Pip's come out and she's come out and said, well, I was lied to as well.
Right.
Like she said, I haven't got anything to do with the circus that happened up there, but I was lied to as well.
Yeah, right.
He's come out and apologised.
It's ugly.
It's really ugly. But I just want to know on 131060, did you get a call from the other girl?
Mm.
Like, because you wouldn't have had any idea. Like, were you dating someone and you didn't even know that he's married until his wife gives a call?
Yeah,
or were you the person that actually called his wife and said, hey, wait a minute, this happened?
Because
I feel like when they want to get together, they're like,
let's be honest,
let's share
scorned.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Two women scorned.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Yeah. You just give it up. You hand yourself in to authorities. Say, protect me. Change your hair, change your name.
Or just don't do it in the first place.
Well, there's that, but we're here now.
Yeah, we're here now. Yeah.
Yes,
we've got to come up with a plan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fake mustache, glasses.
Oh, my God, it's Stav.
Sure.
I did call a guy that I was, like, dating on speakerphone, and I caught up with the girl that he had been cheating. Well, who had he been cheating on?
Yeah.
Either me or her. We hadn't worked it out.
Yeah.
Belinda.
Yeah.
From
Sports Girl. Yeah.
But, like, we gave him a call on speakerphone.
Oh, and you're like, hey, I'm just here with Belinda.
Yeah.
Oh, did he die.
He didn't say much, actually.
No, she's I can
like,
imagine not.
Hi. I'm not going to say his name. Hi. And he goes, hey. Was he like, what's happening is, oh, so wait, what's happening with you guys?
you tell me what you know first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is either really, really, really good or really bad.
Have you contacted the other woman or been contacted by
or the other man?
Or the other man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or the other man. All right, we've got an anonymous on. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's your story, anonymous?
So I was on deployment in the military, fell in love with a guy. He told me that him and his ex had split up months before, but that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Stupid and young, went along with it. The day his daughter was born, he was at the movies with me. He made the decision to not go to the birth of his child.
Right.
A few weeks later, came to Queensland, had Christmas with me and my family, convinced me to move back to New South Wales so that we could have a life together. Mm. I'd been back in New South Wales about 6 weeks when his fiance contacted me.
Oh.
So he had been playing both of us and using the military as a convenient excuse when he couldn't be with her to be with me. So her and I actually, we got together, had a cup of tea, had a coffee, was all amicable and ambushed him.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So he came home from work to two people he thought he was with,
mm-hmm.
sitting at his table.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued to lie to both of us. I walked away because it was messy.
Mm.
They got back together and went on to have another child. So they've now got three children together.
Wow.
But he'll always know that for the birth of his daughter, he was willingly in the movies with me, ignoring her in childbirth.
Wow.
And he'd told her he was away working in the military, did he?
That's yeah, he told her. Yeah, he told her he had to be away that day because of the military.
It's a strange question, but I have to ask.
Me too. What movie was it?
Oh, my God. I would have never thought about that.
I don't know. Maybe like Avatar or something like that. Or like one of those really long movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like.
I never would have thought. My thing was, what was his first words when he actually saw you both sitting there having a cup of tea?
Avatar sucked.
Right? Yeah.
So I remember he walked through the front door and he was like,
you got me. You got me, girls.
All right. Well, George from Northside, what's your story?
Oh, guys, I've got a doozy for you.
Okay.
So I was contacted by the husband,
mm-hmm.
and he said blatantly that I'm sleeping with his wife, and he was going to run me through the ringer. He had all this evidence and everything else like that.
Yeah.
But I'm an honest person. I knew for a fact I hadn't done anything. Yeah. However, I knew his wife quite well. She was a good friend.
Right.
It wasn't until he dropped his last name that it clicked for me. He was not calling because I was cheating on him. He was cheating on his wife with a very good friend of mine. And she'd been seeing him for 6 months.
Oh.
So he was looking for his way out and used her as the bait goat and got himself caught out.
Oh.
Look at us as the penny drops. We're trying to work it all
out. That's a Ryan Johnson nice out mystery, that one, George.
Well, no, it gets better.
Okay.
She's now my wife.
M. Night Shyamalan twisted.
Wow, did not see that coming. Yeah. No.
So, but you swear that you weren't.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hand on my heart. Mm. I would not ever cross the line with any woman because, you know, I'm not there to destroy families. She was just a friend of ours, mm-hmm. well, a friend of mine. We shared a mutual friend that he was having an affair with.
Right.
And when he spilled the beans that I was having an affair with his wife, I'm like, hang on a second, this doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And then I said, look, what's her last name? Because, you know, common name.
Mm-hmm.
he said the last name, like, oh, my God. And I didn't say a word to him.
Yeah.
I immediately thought, hang on a second, pieces put together here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is the same guy. He's been having an affair. He's been in a relationship with another woman for 6 months.
Wow.
And that woman confided in me so much about him. You know, he's such a great guy. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Oh, no.
So that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Good on you, George.
But, yeah, good for you.
But yeah, my now wife, this is 10 years on, my now wife left him for pretty obvious reasons, I picked up the pieces.
Romantically.
Best decision.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Logic says his best tennis is gone.
That is outrageous skill.
Is absolutely miraculous. Two sets to love.
This Australian Open.
You're loving this, aren't you? You're a tennis queen now.
I love bandwagon. No, it's because my sons are so into tennis at the moment. So I've come into watching it, and it's the first time I've really got into the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
It is. It's a great sport.
Last night, unfortunately, the Aussie didn't make it through, but we're so glad to be talking to him this morning. John Millman is on. Good morning.
No, thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thanks for coming.
I said to Maddie before, I was like, good luck pronouncing Daniil's surname. Is it Medvedev?
Medvedev.
Medvedev?
Medvedev, I think.
Medivac. Medivac.
Yeah.
It's a Russian surname. How would you pronounce it?
Yeah, he's a Russian surname because he's Russian, isn't it? Yeah, Daniil Medvedev.
Medvedev. Yeah.
Congratulations, though. It was an absolutely amazing game to watch last night. You must be exhausted because those rallies. What was the record?
Look, it was a challenging match. Obviously, Daniil Medvedev. He's one of the best players in the world, and he's a real live chance to actually win this tournament. So it was challenging. The conditions of the court, it was quite slow because of the temperature, which kind of plays into his favour a little bit. But he's a top player, mate, and a top chance to win this tournament.
Did he share any of his pickle juice with you?
No, but I saw his little drink concoction, and you know, about halfway into the match, when I was a bit gassed, I felt like pinching it.
Because he had about three different things. He had something, I guess, some sort of sugary thing. Then he had the pickle juice. Then he had a protein bar. And I saw you sitting next to him just drinking your water.
Yeah, look, hydration's a big part of it. Mm. Luckily, you know, the temperatures didn't come. So we weren't in doubt of cramping. But it's always tricky to back up, isn't it? Like 2 days ago, I played a 4-plus-hour match on a relatively warm day. And then, you know, the conditions completely change. But the aim of the game, especially in Grand Slam tennis, on the men's side, when it's best of five sets, is to really look after your body, hydrate well, and make sure you can actually get over the finish line.
Him being a Russian player, they're not actually allowed to play under Russia, though, are they? Isn't there something where they're
Australian
just...
They are Open in the US. I don't think they were allowed to, yes, last year.
Oh, right. Because that would be kind of that awkward thing of, like, you're just there, representing no man's land, isn't it? And then you kind of feel bad for them that everyone would be sort of wanting to talk to them about what's going on back home.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, and look, the tennis players, you know, we travel every week to very similar tournaments for, you know, the 50-odd weeks. They were banned, the Russian and Belarusian players, from Wimbledon, which was a decision that the ATP and WTA, they're the governing bodies on the men's and women's side, they took a firm stance to not award Wimbledon any ranking points to kind of almost demerit the competition, because at the end of the day, look, we all know what's happening in Ukraine's terrible, but the tennis players, you know, it's not really their fault.
Don't have anything to do with it, yeah.
Yeah. Most of them don't even live there. You know, Daniil sets up, I think, in Monaco, speaks 1,000 different languages. And, it's not really on the back of their shoulders. They're good blokes, they're good women, and good people to be around.
Yeah, I mean, most of the Russian population are against the war, so you can't really hold it against them, you know.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous, isn't it, when we bring politics into sport.
Yeah.
We're all used to Australian conditions, and like you mentioned before, it has been, you know, the rain and then there's a mini hurricane. What do the players say about playing the Australian Open? Because I heard one describe it as like playing in a hairdryer for 5 hours.
Well, yeah, when the wind picks up, but that's the difficulty of the Australian Open. I think people think, oh, Australia, it's just going to be really hot conditions. But as you know, down here in Melbourne, it can be four seasons in one day. You know, they don't get that moniker for no other reason. And that's one of the challenges of winning this tournament, is facing the different conditions. And they can change from day to day, which has a massive impact with how it's playing out there. When it's hot, it'll be a lot quicker. The balls will be bouncing a lot higher. You have to obviously stay hydrated. It's a battle with your body, like I said, to make sure you get over the finish line. And when it's cooler, it's a completely different ballpark. All of a sudden, you have to work a lot harder for your point. No points come easy, as you saw in my match with Medvedev. We were having 20, 30 ball rallies consistently. Yeah. And that's the difficulty, I think, of winning the Australian Open. Whereas the other slams, it feels like the weather's a little bit more consistent. And when you play a lot of tennis, you can really start noticing and recognising what the weather will do to the conditions and which players enjoy those conditions.
Yeah, right.
Why don't they just shut the roof and turn the aircon on?
Yeah, look, the roof was closed, but it's actually that heat surface in the court. So right.
Do they have an aircon in there though? When they shut it up, does an aircon come on?
I was still sweating.
Fair enough. It was a long game.
I don't know if we've got the FIFA Qatar.
No. Yes.
No. With the fully aircon stadium. But,
crank it up, baby.
I'm sure Tennis Australia will accept a little bit, more help from the government. But,
yeah.
You know, we can fully aircon this place.
Now there's some dad at the stadium going, doesn't have to be that cold. We'll turn that up. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, mate, really appreciate you coming on this morning. You can watch the Australian Open. It's live and exclusive. Channel 9, stream it on 9 now. John Millman, appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm nervous about something.
You've been given a great challenge.
My beautiful wife, Esther, turns 40 this year. And
you have been talking about this for some time. Like, you want it to be epic for her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want it to be a birthday to remember, right? Mm. And so we decided that we would go on an overseas trip for her birthday.
Which is just, it's a little bit disappointing because I had it booked in because we were going to do a big dinner, remember?
Mm, yeah. Well,
so
I think.
So remember, we were all going to go away and, yeah.
Well, I mean, don't be disappointed because you know my wife and there'll probably still be a dinner. All right? There'll still be a dinner. But Esther said, let's do an overseas trip. And she said, I want it to be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
So she knows the holiday's going to happen. She's like, you book it all and don't tell me. I said, do you want me to tell you after I've booked it?
Mm.
She said, no, just I'll turn up to the airport. You tell me to turn up to the airport and we'll go.
Wow.
And so she won't know any of it.
She did say a suggestion of Fiji.
Yes.
So you have to stay tropical.
Yes. And
you can't go skiing now, you know?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I've got some cancellations to make.
No, you can't. Like, that's a big, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have someone show you, you know, white gold and then you go and buy a yellow gold engagement ring.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that analogy. Yeah.
But 13, 10, 60, if you're a man who's booked a holiday and it was terrible, because that's what I think is going to happen.
No.
I have now convinced her that Fiji is not the best option and we're going to go to Bali instead.
Stop talking to her about it. You can't convince her. Remember, it was supposed to be a surprise and you're still running stuff through.
That's no, she's true. Only just made it a surprise. So when I said we should do Bali because we can go for longer, it'll be, you know, for the price, we can go to Bali for 2 weeks rather than Fiji for 1 week.
Yeah.
She agreed to that and then she said from there, now make it a surprise.
Right.
See, now I feel bad because I'm the one that convinced you to go to Bali.
Yeah, yeah. But it's heaps cheaper.
It is heaps cheaper.
Heaps cheaper.
I love Fiji.
And I love a bargain.
Fiji's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But just for I guess, I was thinking for Esther, you could go a little bit like more la-di-da if you go over to Bali.
Yeah, but then doesn't that defeat the purpose of doing the cheaper option?
I'll book it and organise it if you don't say that
no,
I do.
He's not allowed to do it. He has to do this. It's a challenge for him.
I agree because I think she'd be more angry if I had gotten someone else to do it for me, even though she loved it, than if I booked it and it sucked.
Yeah, that's true. But it was your loving thoughts
that
went into it.
You can't go wrong really in Bali.
Mm. Yeah.
Japan?
The cherry blossoms are beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah. The other issue.
Where would you book a holiday if I said book a surprise for me? Where would you book?
For you?
Yeah.
Cuba.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're pretty good. What about for Matt?
For Matty, I would Google lawn care conventions.
Montana. I'll take you to Montana.
Montana. Yeah, yeah. Yellowstone. You can stay in actually one of his cabins, I believe.
And I'll take you back home to Canada.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The biggest issue with all of this is my wife cannot hide a disappointed face.
Mm.
No matter what, no matter how much she tells you she loves something.
You sure
she... Yes, 100% sure. 100% sure.
But I think you have to put that in the proviso. You have to be like, if I do this, I don't want any, it is what, no whinging.
And that's what I said to her. I said, I didn't want to do it in the beginning because she does not hide disappointment. She does this thing where she'll bite the inside of her mouth.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, no, it's really good. I love it. And you're like, you absolutely hate it.
I recognise that face.
Absolutely hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, would she be, because she's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I know I'm now a new ambassador for the country because I love
it.
Would she like to go back home?
think so. Yeah, I don't know.
Not for the 40th. She's just said Fiji.
Yeah,
How much more specific do you need to be?
She doesn't know what she wants.
It needs to be the weather. It needs to be the beach. It needs to be cocktails. It's like she's just said what she wants.
There you go. Bribey. Easy.
Yes.
And it's the 40th. So it'd be like, we could move here in a few years.
Yeah,
we could have.
Young ones. Is it backpackers? Yeah.
I find women love a shared bathroom with other residents of the place that you're staying. So go for that.
And she'll obviously, because it's her birthday, she'll want me to get a hotel with two rooms so the kids aren't in the room with us because it is her birthday after all.
Yeah.
Maddie's on with us. Hey, Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What, you've got a suggestion?
I would say go to Thailand over Bali.
Okay, why?
Thailand's beautiful.
Thailand is absolutely beautiful. I think I paid for 2 weeks there just over, obviously I didn't have kids, but about just over $3,000, and it was like absolutely amazing.
Stop there, Maddie. You've got him. I saw the look on his face. He's like, sold.
The only reason I didn't suggest Thailand is, didn't you go there on your honeymoon?
Yes, we
Someone
did.
To be saying different. Plus, oh, Maddie, he doesn't want to fly with kids on two flights.
Thailand was amazing over Bali. Like, I'd go back there again. It was beautiful.
I don't mind that, though, nice. But romantic connection to the honeymoon. Here's where we had our honeymoon, and now the 40th, you know?
That's true. Nicole, your husband booked your honeymoon.
Yeah, I booked our wedding. I did all of that as you do as a woman. And I said, okay, well, you're in charge of the honeymoon, but I do not want to go on a cruise. And we had already been on 7 cruises. Huh. And then he came home with the booking ticket, and it was a 23-night cruise.
23 nights?
A month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it good?
It was quite boring sometimes because it was so long, so you're stuck on the boat for so many days.
Yeah.
Maybe,
Right.
Do not book a cruise.
Do not book a cruise.
So. All he heard was, she wants a cruise.
Yeah.
So my 30th is coming up, and he asked me what I wanted to do for my 30th.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to go on a holiday, but I do not want to go on a bloody cruise.
Enjoy your cruise, Nicole.
Call us back. Call us back after your birthday.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Across the nation, Australians are feeling the rising cost of living. Grocery budgets aren't stretching as far as they normally would. The war in Ukraine and recent floods are putting pressure on suppliers.
It's actually really scary. When you go and get fuel at the moment, you're like, oh my gosh. You go to get groceries. Like, everything has gone up and no one's earning any more money.
No.
Well, good luck if you are. But they release, like, the inflation every 3 months and see how it is and whether, I guess, interest rates are going to go up. They're on hold for January, if you didn't realise. The Reserve Bank do not sit in January.
All right.
Does that mean they'll just go double in February, though?
Well, here's the thing. Can they do that? Well, they kind of want to see the results of December. Do you know what I mean? But it's hard because everyone's been spending so much.
Because of Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. If I was betting on it, which sometimes I do, but I've given up, I would say I'd say February and March. Yes, there'll be rises.
Right.
She's good, though, too. I'd take that.
Right. Yeah, but it's not giving much money at the moment.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
But they've released, and they always do, and I love checking it out because I know I'm such a geek with this, of the items that have gone up the most.
Right. So I love seeing at the grocery stores where they're going, where they, like, giving us a price promise. Like, we're not going to raise the price of this until April.
Yeah.
That's not making a promise. That's saying in April, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just telling me way out that you're going to do something bad to me.
I must admit, I'm enjoying a brief period of respite, and I'm actually really enjoying driving past petrol stations at the moment because in New Zealand it was $3 a litre. So I'm here to go, woo, look at that.
Yeah. We did the opposite. We drove through regional towns, and we're like, let's just fill up. We're like, do we need it? No, but let's fill up because it's less.
Yeah, it is cheaper.
All right, so let's see if you guys can guess what has gone up the most. And I'm saying this has gone up. I've done the quarter for, July, August, September, and it went up 10.9%. What? We're talking about anything here. Come on, quick. We're just
Cigarettes?
No, fuel. We're just talking
about
it.
Fuel. You idiot.
Oh, I didn't think you would do fuel because we're just talking about it.
I just said anything. Well, I can't help it. I'm just reading the stats.
I'm teaching this like a game show. Like, I'm thinking like,
okay. This one has gone up 10.7%. People might say it's an essential at the groceries. What item do you think has gone up?
Milk.
Stav, you're good at this game.
Milk is expensive these
days. Has gone up one of the most. Oils and fats is next. I'll give you that one. That's 7.6. And what are the next items that are on the list?
Pasta or rice? Would that be one that they put up?
Esther does the shopping, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're shocking at this game.
Meat.
And normally you're really good at games.
Meat.
Alcohol's got to be on there.
Yeah.
No. It is on there, but alcohol is the least.
Mm.
Beer, wine, and all that's only gone up like 0.3%. That's actually kept a little bit more steady. Mm. Whether people have risen it, I guess, because they can. But no, and it seems like we should be eating lamb and goat.
Oh, yeah? Goat's good. Cook it right.
I've never had goat, I don't think. Not that I know of.
Mm. I don't think I've ever had goat.
Well, find that at the groceries because that's actually gone down.
Don't get a lot of it.
Right.
Mm. So there you go.
The diesel of the meat world.
I mean, restaurant meals have gone up. You've got water, soft drinks, juices. Yeah, but really.
Well, you could have just started saying we got everything.
But they're only like 0.2%.
Mm. Has anything gone down?
Yeah, goat.
Oh, goat's got actually gone down.
Yeah, minus 1.4.
Wow.
So if you want to have goat, but they're saying it's all the items that we need. You've got fuel, you've got milk, you've got fruit, eggs, cheese, breakfast cereals, fish and seafood, and dairy are all the highest.
Right.
Spirits have gone up, Matthew, 3.5%.
Okay. Has like clothes and stuff like that, that's surely got to be
going
up.
It hasn't as much. Mm. The problem with this time that we're going through is for inflation to go down, we kind of need to spend less, but we need to spend less on our essential items, which are hard. How are you going to tell people to cut back on fuel? How are you going to tell people to cut back on essential items at groceries?
Yeah, so you can't.
And to be fair, even if you were buying the exact same amount that you normally did, you'd still be spending more.
Yeah, and as you heard as well, like, the war in Ukraine is completely affecting a lot of different supplies as well and is increasing inflation.
And
so sort that out.
Potatoes, because of the floods.
Yeah.
Everyone's chasing potatoes.
Yeah, we're like Ireland.
Yeah, there's fish and chip shops that have had to shut because they haven't got any potatoes. Yeah.
Can't just have a fish shop.
You got two jobs. Fish, chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not really a substitute.
Goat, apparently. Fish and goat. Just a $5 serving of goat, thanks, mate.
How many people will that feed?
A $5 around? Yeah. You think it's going to be too much?
How else can you cook goat?
It's a stewing meat because it is very tough.
He says because he had a pet goat that his mum cooked.
So yeah, we did that on spit.
Did you?
Yeah, so you can do that too. But yeah, it's a good meat, but it's just a bit.
It's not. It'd be hard to get though, wouldn't it? Like, who stocks goat?
Well, when you go to the shop, surely there's goat there. You just probably haven't.
I've been in Woolies before. It says lamb.
When have you looked for goat though?
Chicken.
There's mystery meat and goat. Maddie got some steaks.
Oh, they're goat steaks. They're the greatest of all time. Better get them.
I bet if we go down to Coles now, you don't reckon there'll be goat?
No, not that, especially because that's a metro. That's all like fancy la di da. You don't see it often in the meat section.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Your brother lives in the Northern Territory, right?
Yes.
Darwin.
Yeah.
And he is quite a fay with wildlife.
Well, they go fishing and they say the best fishing spots are where the crocs are. And when I went down there and I was like, can you swim here? He goes, yeah, of course you can. You just need to run faster than the crocodiles. That wasn't a joke.
No.
The locals actually do that.
Mm. Right, faster than the crocodile or faster than the other person you're swimming with.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But wouldn't they go for like the fattiest one? Like if you're the skinniest person I don't think they discriminate like that.
Yeah. I think
it depends how hungry they are.
Yeah.
What they had for lunch.
Yeah, if they want a snack or a full meal.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Because yesterday this occurred.
Well, crocodile sightings aren't unheard of in Queensland, of course, but you certainly wouldn't expect to see one this far south. A 3-metre salty spotted today on North Stradbroke Island. Wildlife rangers tonight on the hunt after a group of kayakers came face to face with the animal near a popular swimming spot.
Highly unusual. I don't get the reference.
You know. I don't even say what I wanted to say. That was a pun.
Crocodile rock. Very unusual for one to be seen this far down. I can't remember it ever happening, but I guess it is holidays. Maybe you just took the kids to Strati.
Well, they did say, like, their notification came through saying they cleared the beach. And I saw that notification. I was like, for a crocodile? But then it said it was a a reliable spotting, didn't it?
Mm, yes, a reliable witness saw it.
Which freaks me out because I'd be like, if it was me, I'd go, oh, don't report it. Oh, maybe, well, I, maybe I don't
if
know.
It was you, they probably wouldn't say reliable.
Well, isn't that just a nice way of saying it wasn't a crackhead who saw it?
Yeah.
You know, like it was.
Yeah, five
or
men who were having
a
campfire.
Couple of people.
Yeah.
I find clearing the beach for a shark or a crocodile funny too because, you know, they say they cleared surfer's paradise.
Mm.
Well, how do we know it didn't just zip down to Southport or it's at Cooley by now?
Yes.
You know, like, do you have to, how far of coastline
do
you clear?
They closed the beach for a group of hammerhead sharks over the holidays. Mm. And I think this was in Sydney. And they closed it and everyone had to get off or whatever. And then a couple of hours later, they cleared it and everyone could go back in. Yeah. And then at the bottom of the story, there's been no reports of hammerhead shark attacks in Australia.
Ever.
No.
But, I mean, and I they would like to keep that record.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then they even gave like measurements and stuff as if to be like, oh, come on, guys.
Hey, Barry, you know we've got a good name.
Did you see them?
No,
did anyone else see them?
Although maybe, I just had a thought though, maybe it's if it better not turn out to be a publicity stunt for that Lyle Crocodile movie that came on.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a good movie.
But you'd get in trouble, wouldn't you? Because that's...
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that. It's like those kids just in Jaws with the fin
the
on their back. Yeah, and I think they've got rangers out there hunting for it. Because obviously it is kind of serious. If it's a 3 metre long crocodile and he's salty, he's ready to bite someone, he's angry.
Mm.
You know, so they'd have to keep an eye. And I believe they would, if they would have to find it and relocate it like a bush turkey.
It is, I think that the reason it's such a big story is they're not usually down this far.
Not at all.
Right? Don't they stop, like, under
Gladstone.
Cairns?
Yeah.
Gladstone?
But how do they know when they get to the border and they go, sorry, guys, we've gone too far?
Well, it's like when your mum says you're not allowed to leave the end of the street.
Yes.
Maybe they have, like, an
unwritten
rule.
There's always one naughty one. Unless he's... Like, yeah, well, unless I'm the middle child. I'm going.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that. So whatever, Mum. Go as far as I want.
Could be the other way. Could be a local, the old urban myth of someone flushing a pet crocodile down the toilet.
That's not an urban... Is that, what?
Yeah. Happens all the time. Well, not all the time. It's happened once, I think.
Who flushed a crocodile down the toilet?
No one has. He's just making it up.
No, they made a movie about it.
What movie?
The one where the crocodile comes out of the toilet.
And comes up the toilet.
Was that a documentary in your words?
It's a horror movie.
Someone flushed a pet crocodile down the toilet.
It grew massive in the sewers and it came up through the toilets and would eat people.
Right. We don't have to do with the amount of rain that we're getting because isn't that always the answer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the floods.
It's the floods.
He's been flooded out. Yeah, he doesn't know where he is.
Well, we did try to track down a guy who spotted it.
Mm.
Yeah, what?
Well, they look,
it's on the television
at the
moment.
They're showing footage on the TV.
Imagine if it's a log. Like, I kid you not, that would just be like, we found it. They go over and it's like, oh, it's a log.
Carved in the shape of a crocodile?
That was put in a toilet.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We pride ourselves on a certain level of professionalism here too. Sorry, I couldn't.
Why do you say that?
I couldn't get through.
We've
that.
Never ever made that promise.
We're as professional as
the day we started.
Can be. Yeah, yeah.
But
I finished half a journalism degree, and you guys.
I was a crew trainer at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
I drove past Bond University.
And you have a certificate in floristry.
In floristry, yes.
Mm. Credentials.
Yeah, so between the three of us,
if I knew what it was.
That was journalism.
It's exciting when you see
through.
A journalist though make a. An error?
Mm-mm.
When you're like, mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I love a journalist when you're, like, talking to them and they talk, like, normal and casually and then they turn to do something on camera all of a sudden I don't know what I'm talking about.
And tonight.
I was just telling you about how blind I was from where I come.
Pot calling the kettle black. I think we do, though, have a thing. No matter what's going on in our personal lives, like, if you're feeling down or you're depressed, we still... are happy to be here and talking to the people of Brisbane.
Where is this going?
Well, there was a reporter. He's a sports reporter in America. Okay. And I don't know if you're keeping up with American weather, but it's really, really cold there at the moment. A lot of it, stuff's freezing. And so he was in the Midwest to cover some sports. But all the sports got cancelled because of the snow and the weather. No one could go out. So they're like, oh, well, we've got a reporter there. We'll send him out to report on the weather. He's a sports reporter, but he was there. So they sent him out in the weather to report on the weather. And he was not happy about it.
How are you feeling out there?
The same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold and tell other people not to do the same.
Someone's learnt they're not as important as they thought they were.
He's not hiding his stats.
I do know how he feels, though.
You do?
Do you remember when Stoke House burnt down in Melbourne?
Yes.
And I was there to do the weather.
Yes.
And I had been paid by, like, Volleyball Australia or something to do at the beach. Yep. So I was on the beach, and I like to do a bit of a theme. So I dressed up with two ponytails, and I was wearing Lycra because I was playing volleyball.
Yeah.
So I'm reporting on the weather. Yeah. But they're like, hey, no one, and it was for the Today Show, they're like, no one else can get through, so can you turn around and report at Stoke House, because that's how close it was.
Right on the beach.
Yeah. So I look like the reporter
in Lycra.
Reporting on a fire in my active wear.
Reporting on the fire.
Yeah. I was just on my morning run.
And I'm interviewing people who were flying because they had a wedding planned that day. It was Saturday.
And you just point at your top and go, just believe. Live, dream, believe.
So I do understand a little bit.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. He doesn't even, because he's there, they've sent him out and it's like, you're going to be there all morning. He normally does the like 5-minute wrap up at the end of the news, but he's on the morning show now and he's not happy. And he even says, I'm not going to even cover this.
Do they think he's being sarcastic or are they
He's laying it out there. He says, this is just how it's going to be.
It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long. And generally on those shows, I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier.
And he does not disappoint.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't.
This is all live, too,
on the TV. They keep crossing to him, though.
That was what his job was.
If you wouldn't, this is way better than him repeating, it's cold, stay inside. Like, this is...
Yeah,
it's like everyone's got an app. You don't need to check in for the weather.
That's true.
They probably wanted him to only do an hour, but then if I was the executive producer, I'd be like, nah, this is good. Twitter's going off. Get him on again.
Matt, this is the producer. You've just stuffed up for yourself because this is awesome. and then he signed off at the end of the show.
Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
新年快乐. Happy New Year.
Ooh, if you haven't liked the start of the year, don't worry about it.
Okay.
You start afresh when it's the Lunar New Year, which is really exciting because that's happening this weekend. And this year is the year of the rabbit. I heard it's the luckiest star sign, but then I also heard that when it was the dragon or the pig.
I think dragon is the luckiest, isn't it? Because dragon symbology and
I don't think they like to say that any of them are the worst.
It's like star signs.
Otherwise, you're writing off a few years.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they're all positive, like, they've got to have at least one bad one to...
But no, star signs are the same. There's not one where it goes, Leo, you're all arseholes.
Yeah, I think they do generally say that about Leo.
If
they're going to pick one that they say is a bit arsehole-y, I think it is Leo.
We all know. We just don't say it.
No, you do.
Well, it is a year of the rabbit,
right,
and you are... a rabbit.
I am.
And they say
rabbit.
That rabbit in a lot of Chinese, it's feminine, the rabbit is.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll always say like the jade rabbit is quite good, you know, good luck.
Yes.
So it's really quite lucky, but it's a bit more feminine. So the personality is quite elegant, kind and responsible.
Nutshell.
I have tried to look up and make sure you are one, but apparently you are. But they're saying, but don't take that as a weakness because often it can be the strongest.
Oh, yeah. Look at
even though it's often prey.
It's true, yeah.
But they're saying that we're due to have a good year because it is the year of the rabbit.
Okay, well, China's not doing too well at the moment, but hopefully that'll
improve. Or are they?
No,
or
but wait. We've just got off the year of the... Is it the tiger? So hang on, it doesn't start till this weekend.
Oh, okay, so things will look up after... That's true.
Yeah, so the rabbit is about making things nice.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean the rabbit year doesn't have drama underneath, but it's kind of like, let's be polite, let's maintain etiquette, let's move forward, and let's have more productivity.
Hence the rabbit.
Yeah.
Productivity. Rabbits. That's what they do, mate.
Okay. Yeah, so you're
more procreation.
Yeah, you're going to have more kids this year, mate.
Yeah. God, that nearly happened.
What?
Did I not tell you?
No.
Esther and I had a pregnancy scare.
It didn't
on the
nearly
holiday.
Happen.
It did nearly happen.
She was
Who
late.
Was the guy? Because you've had the snip.
What's that's what on? I said.
Yeah.
Esther was 2 weeks late.
I was away. I was in New Zealand.
That's what I said. I was like, there's two of them.
No. Yeah, it would have to be earlier anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, don't implicate me. I was away, mate.
Mate, let me tell you, you will be paying your way. You know, Esther was 2 weeks late.
Right.
And I was starting to freak out. And I mean, we did a pregnancy test, but all was clear.
Okay.
But let me tell you.
That would not be the good start to the year of the rabbit.
Yeah. But you went and got tested.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Sorry. You got super sperm. It grew back. Yeah, oh, my God.
Can't stop me, mate. Can't stop me. Yeah, can't keep my boys down.
Yeah,
they're
sorry.
All Thorpies in there.
Mm-hmm. Your words, not mine.
So does the rabbit.
Yes.
Does
it rabbit.
Lucky.
Mm-hmm. Is it just rabbits who are lucky? Or is the rabbit
everyone
getting lucky?
Everyone is lucky.
Right. But are rabbits even more lucky?
I don't know. I guess it would be like it's your year.
Yeah.
But the lucky numbers for the rabbit are 3, 4, and 6.
Okay.
And our colours are red, pink, purple, and blue.
Oh, well, I do like those colours.
All
They're
the colours of the bow, man.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I want to hear from videographers or anyone that records audio for a living. Maybe anyone who's worked with us, don't call. Not including us. But I just think if you are one that does it for weddings,
dish on everyone except for us.
Yeah, that's not fun. Yeah. Yeah, we know what we've said. We don't want to hear it back to us. But this has gone viral for a wedding in New York because the groom is standing there. And of course, he's so nervous, but he's all mic'd up these days so that they can hear all the audio clearly on the video when they watch it back.
Yep.
And you've got the celebrant that's mic'd up as well. Not normally the groomsmen, unless they're going to be saying some sort of speech. Or a reading or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so powerful, the microphones, that it can pick up all around them.
Ah, dangerous.
It is hard to hear because they've got the music in the background. But the best man makes a comment when one of the bridesmaids walking down and says, yes, you can zoom in on those. Right?
The flowers were lovely, were they? Happy with the bouquet?
Talking about her chest
as
she was walking down the aisle.
Right.
And the groom was like, what are you doing?
Mm.
And he's like, sorry, was that loud? I can't hear. The music's in the background. And the groom is not happy with it.
Right.
Zoom in on those.
Is that loud?
Yeah, you f***ing dumb, dude.
I can't hear.
You f***ing asshole, dude.
To the music, I can't hear.
I'm f***ing mic'd up also.
Even he says, I'm mic'd up. Wow. But, I mean, is it his partner? Or, I mean, is she single? He's not.
I hasn't actually said no.
Yeah.
No, because he wouldn't have said that if
it's
it wasn't.
It's not the bride.
No.
If it was the bride, I could see it being.
The groom wouldn't have responded like that if not. But it's ended up, it's made their video for their wedding. So I guess everyone is aware of it, you know, and they were like, yes, keep it in the wedding. Video, and then the videographer has shared it to her page, and that's why it's got over 10 million views, and everyone's commented on it.
I mean, but smart people, on the groom's behalf.
I was going
to say, get yourself out of trouble.
Oh, look, people have zoomed in and said, look, he smirked before he realised he was being filmed. It's like, oh, okay, no worries. But I just want to know what you've picked up, though. Because a lot of the people have commented saying it happens all the time more than what you'll realise, that people forget that they're mic'd up and they'll start saying things at weddings.
Mm-hmm.
You know where else I think things get picked up? And this is, it would happen so much to people. When you're like at lunch having a conversation and then someone decides that they're going to like do a panoramic video of like the view or something.
Yeah.
And then on their video, which is going to go onto Instagram going, look, having lunch, my best life. There's your conversation.
Yeah.
Underneath the city skyline.
You're an extra in their film.
I've had to warn my mum about live videos.
Mm.
You know how you take a live photo?
Yes.
And you know how it takes like, 1 second?
Mm. Yeah.
But because mum takes like 4 photos of the same thing and then sends it to you, I was like, mum, just so you're aware, I can hear that you're complaining about someone in the video.
Like, because when you hold it down and it shows you the movement, there's audio with that, isn't
there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
It cuts into a video. It goes like...
Yeah. But because she sent like 5 different ones to me, I can hear the whole conversation. I'm like, who else did you send it to? Because you might have sent to the person you're complaining about, because I could tell who it is.
You look like you need to go back through some of yours and check there. You've got a fear in your eye.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should all have a fear. There is always something recording these days.
I know, that's true.
I don't say anything, do I?
No. What we do, I think we've always gone the other way. We say whatever we want, but then we're really nice to the people that control the audio.
Like these mics are always rolling.
Yep.
And apparently, anywhere in the country, the techs can just tune in and listen in to what we're talking about off air.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so I hope they hear all of our compliments.
So every time when I go, hey, I hope this isn't too mean, but...
Stab, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stab, Abby and Matt on B105.